हरे कृष्णा एवरीवन,
हरे कृष्णा माता जी,
हरे बोल,
हरे कृष्णा माता जी, दिस इज नंदिनी,
हरे कृष्णा नंदिनी,
हरे कृष्णा माता जी, दिस इज कृष्णा,
हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा, हरे बोल, वेलकम टू द क्लास टुडे. So today we will be continuing the class on Kapiladev, sorry, King Chitraketu. Okay, we'll start with the pranam prayers. Okay, we'll start. Yeah, we'll do quickly 11 times of chanting and then we'll start the class, okay?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Okay, very good. You're all done, right?
Yes.
Very good. Yes. We'll go to the next slide. So we'll just recite like two people, children can recite.
Mataji, can Nandini say the verse?
Yeah, Nandini, go ahead.
Athachanam nitya jatam nityam ma manyeshi slevaya amitam tatapi tvam mahabaho nainam saushitam arhasi.
Mataji, can you say the verse for my
Krishna. Krishna wants to say.
Aurav or some? Aurav?
Mataji, can you say the verse?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Yeah,
next Krishna wants to say.
Aurav, you can do that.
Okay, Mataji. Atachainam nitya jatam nityam vamanya semritam. Tathapi tvam mahabaho nainam sochitam arhasi.
Very good. And
Sri Lakshmi?
Yeah, Sri Lakshmi, go ahead.
Atachainam nitya jatam nityam vamanya semritam. Tathapi tvam mahabaho baho nityam sochita arhasi.
Krishna! Krishna!
We will have one more.
Mataji,
Krishna.
Me, Balram.
Mataji,
yes, Krishna, go ahead.
Mataji, Krishna can figure.
First Krishna and then Balaram, okay?
Mataji, can Advaita
after Balaram?
First, Krishna and Balaram, and then Advait. That's all.
Mataji, I want to do the last one.
This is the last one, 215.
Or the other one.
Yeah, the other one. Okay. You want to go ahead? Yamhina with
Mataji, can I say?
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Oh,
can
okay.
Can I say, Mataji?
Yes, you can say.
The translation or the verse?
Just the verse.
Okay. Yamhina vyata yantete purusham purusha shabha samadakha sukandiram sumita swaya kalpate.
Me Balram.
Yeah, Balram, go ahead.
Yamhina vyata yantete purusha purusha shabha samadakha sukandiram sumita swaya kalpate.
Pranav, you can go ahead.
Yam hinaya tayam tete purusham purusha shabha samadukha sukandiram swami tatva kalpate.
Very good. Yeah. So, next.
Mataji, Advait.
Okay, Advait, go ahead.
No, for the other one.
The other one, this one? Okay, yeah. Tell. Without seeing, you have to tell now.
Atachayanam nitya jatam nityam van manya se mutam.
Mm-hmm. You want to look at it?
Tatapi tva mahabhava nainam sochitama hasi.
I was going to say tatapi, but I wasn't sure.
Okay. That's it. Next week we can go ahead, okay? We are losing the time, so we have to go to the next class also, right? So, okay. Who remembers last week application?
Me, Mataji.
Tell, what is that? What we are trying to, you know, do for the whole week. Someone say.
The application was that we have to write what we can do for the next week. From the week that you were telling us about the application. So what I wrote was wake up at the Brahma Murta time and start bath nicely and do my start my chanting after I bath, and then I take some food and then I go to darshan.
Uh-huh. Very good.
Mataji.
So, how do you feel after doing, did you do that?
Yes, Mataji.
So, how did you feel?
I felt very good because I was feeling something in my heart that was growing. So, I was feeling that Krishna is now being really happy with me and I'm still continuing it from that day.
Very good, very good. You got a very good realization. Anyone else? Balram and Subhadra, you are like raising your hand. You want to say something?
Mataji, that was when Mataji, I was going to do shloka, Mataji.
Okay. Yeah. Anyone wants to do, did you practice any kind of an application from last week?
Mataji, this is Moksha and are there any stories today?
Yeah, we have a story. Okay. So try to keep the applications very strictly. Try to do your homework every week so that you will learn more, even more. Okay. So now today's story is until now we saw how the jealous queens has killed the son of king. And he was really upset, and he was crying a lot, and even Queen was crying, and Narada Muni, and Angirada Muni. Now they come and they start giving the transcendental knowledge. Don't lament on these material things. You start what is the real knowledge? What we have to actually get it. That's what he tells. So. We'll see this. One second. Let me minimize this. Yeah. So here, Angira and Narada Rishi came to relieve the king from excessive lamentation by instructing him about the spiritual significance of life. That means that because he was really lamenting a lot on the dead son, and the dead son cannot come, right? Because he's already dead and he was with Krishna now. That's just a body. It's not the soul which is dead. So we already learned about the soul and everything. So now the soul, like, you know, left the body and the son cannot come, and he was really lamenting on the dead son because he really loved him so much by ignoring all the other things, right? So he gave so much of importance, attachment. So that's why he was saying these rishis, the transcendental people, they were trying to make king understand that what is the real thing you need to, you know, worry about, but not to worry about all these bad, you know, the material attachments. So when they are giving, they are telling that, see, there is no such kind of a relationship which is actually a proper, like, you know, a permanent relationship in this material world. The father and the son, that relationship is now in this life. Whoever the son was born to you was just a temporary arrangement that he was born to you. But actually, he can be your father in the next life. Who knows? There is a cycle of birth and death, right? Like, it goes into the cycle, like a bicycle, how it goes round and round and round. Like that, this life also goes from, you know, after you take birth, again you have to go to the death, like, you know, old age and everything, and then come and then just die. So it's like, you know, round, you're just going birth cycle after the cycle. So there is no such thing like an, you know, permanent relationship that I took, you know, I was like, you know, mother of my child. So in the next life also the same relationship will not continue. So they are trying to make understand a king. So we should also take, like, you know, they're telling, like, you know, the material, the illusionary energy is actually covering us. We are thinking that this is our material, the whole world, like, you know, the one which we are living, that is the permanent, you know, life here. So nothing else. So this is only permanent, and nothing else is like temporary. I mean, sorry. Nothing else is there, and we are right just enjoying this life. So he is telling that don't do that, because this is just all the it's just a maya. That's an illusionary energy, and she sends these you know, she covers your knowledge, but you don't get covered. So the relationship did not exist before, nor will it stay in the future. That's what they are telling. And what is illusion? Anyone wants to say what is illusion?
Mataji,
illusion is basically something that you think is happening, but it actually isn't. Like,
in the desert,
illusion pictures.
Right.
There's like a hole, but actually you can't. It's just a paper.
Right. Exactly. You guys know that. So see how you told, right? Like, you know, that's some kind of an illusion, and in the desert. Yeah.
Like when you're in a desert, when you look far away, you see water. But when you go closer, it's not even water. It's
water, yes. That's just our imagination and shining. Like, you know, a mirage, we can say, right? So how it is, now you can see in this picture also that we can see that picture is actually moving. But it's not moving. It's just our perception that of our eyes saying that, oh, all these blocks are just moving ahead. And in the down picture, you can see that's a rope actually. But rope, we are thinking that it's like a snake. And sometimes we get so afraid of it. Like, we are so afraid and fear, like the hell, like saying that, oh my God, I saw a snake. That is actually a rope. So like that, the illusion really acts. The dictionary meaning of illusion is a false idea or belief. A deceptive appearance of impression. Like, you know, I'll just read the dictionary meaning. An illusion is a distortion of the senses which can relieve how the human brain normally organizes and interprets sensory stimulation. Through illusion, distort our perception of reality. They are generally shared by most people. Like, you know, it's like just the image is going into your brain, which is not there, but we think that it is there. Like that illusionary. So Maya, like Krishna, Maya will always cover ourselves, like our mind, and in each point of our life, she will cover with illusion. We have to be more prominent, like what is illusion and what is actually a temporary thing and what is not a temporary thing.
Mataji,
you know about that. Yeah.
Mataji, I have a question.
Yeah. Can we wait until the last, after the class? You note down.
I might forget the question at the end.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
My question is, like, if the queens were jealous and they put poison, didn't they know that that baby would go to God?
Yeah, they know that, but they were so jealous. Like, you know, they really are, their jealousy was covered by all, you know, their knowledge is covered by this jealousiness. They really wanted to just kill that baby so that king, they are thinking that king might turn to them, right? But actually what happened, even though the king, like, you know, the soul, we don't know about the karma of the soul, okay? The soul might reach God or it may go and take one more birth in the cycle of birth and death, like that, you know? The cycle I told you, right? It can go like that also. But the main criteria for the queens is they want to just kill the baby. So that they wanted to, king wants to see them. That's the criteria.
Yes, but Mataji. Like if they the queens they should have, even when they're jealous, they should have thought of other stuff, and they should have known that the baby would go back to Godhead or take another birth.
Yeah, they didn't think about it. Unfortunately, they didn't think about it. They didn't even know that. So that's why they were fallen on. Okay? Very good. Very good question. So we'll go to the next one.
Mataji, thank you for answering my question.
Thank you. So by the arrangement of time, so here, see, the relationship exists only in the present. So we are living in the present, right? So at this moment, I am the daughter of so-and-so. But in the next life, maybe I cannot. I may not also.
Father of so-and-so.
So yeah, in any time, given time, one should not lament for the temporary relationship. Like lament, what is lament? First of all, we should understand, right? We'll cry. But what is the difference between the cry, just the crying and the lamenting? That is the main difference we need to understand. So the dictionary meaning is the passionate expression of grief or sorrow or weeping. It's like just crying. But if you cry for a thing again and again and again, without even understanding what it actually means for me. I really want this. That's all. I just cry for it and I'll not do anything. But just cry, cry, cry. That's all. Nothing I'll do to achieve that material thing or anything, you know. So usually that lamentation will be there on the material platform. Why? Because, see, when we don't get anything, right? Like what we are really for so many, 1 year, we have really worked hard to achieve something, I need to go to this position, some higher position, I need to earn money or kind of. But somehow in that year you were not able to do as much as you thought, and you did not get enough recognition or the money or anything, or surprises for you. So then what will happen? You'll be like, why they did not even recognize my hard work? And you start lamenting. You start beating yourself. What did I do? What did I do? What did I do? So when you start beating yourself, that is called as lamentation. crying is when you get injured, right? You with that pain, you'll just cry and you'll stop after some time. But lamentation, you'll never stop it. You're just going on, sobbing. So that we should not do it. So now king is in that position. So that's why Narada Muni and the Angira, like, they are trying to bring king from that kind of a lamentation. Don't stop. Okay, your son is dead. He went and he also said that, like, you know, he cannot, he gave you the knowledge, but don't lament now. Just go and start, you know, coming out, you know, come out of it. So like that. And
The screen is black.
What?
The screen is black.
Oh, the screen is black? Are you able to see my screen or no?
We can see Mataji.
Oh, okay. I think maybe if some issue on your side, you can check with your mom or someone. Okay. Now, you see these, you know, three modes of material nature, right? We always talk in Bhagavad Gita. So, what they do? They try to, this Supreme Lord actually has created this, material world for just for temporary basis. He did not create for this over, like, a permanent basis. It's just a transient. Transient means, like, you know, for only certain time it will be there, and after that it will just, you know, annihilate, like, you know, it just goes away, dissolute. Like how the ice, right? Ice is there, and what happens if you keep the ice in the other outside? It just, you know, comes to the liquid state, like that. So by this temporary arrangement by Lord, a father has a child, or a living entity becomes a child of so-called father. So I can be a father, I can be a mother, I can be anything. I can be an animal as well, like, you know, if I do very bad things in the next life. So like that, the modes of material nature will be acting. Neither the father nor the son exists independently. Always Supreme Personality of Godhead creates them. We'll never be independent. We're always dependent on him. And so that's all the story. But we'll be learning more about how the king came out of this lamentation on Monday class. But today we'll be seeing what more we can do. You know, how we can see how we can practically come out of our daily lamentation or daily hurdles. Okay? What will you do when you get negative marks on your homework?
Try to do more
homework and hard work, and then or you'll ignore. Okay, forget about homework. It's okay, homework only. Will you ignore that?
No.
I would try to do more hard
work and get the concept.
Get the concept, right. So you'll not sit and lament because you say that, oh, teacher really gave me negative marks. It's not at all worth to it. I have done like 2 hours of hard work and she's not fair to me. Like that, you won't cry, right? If you cry like that, what will happen?
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing will happen.
Nothing.
Energy will be totally drained. You will not get enough energy, you will not eat properly, you will not sleep properly, headaches will come, so many tantrums, so many things will come in a negative fashion. I mean, negative energy. So, instead of that, what we'll do? We have to do lots of hard work and try to get even more good marks, A+, and then teacher will be very happy and say that she'll show you an example saying that, see, she has literally, like, you know, from negative, she went to A+, like that. So you should try and try even more harder. Okay, but don't ignore also. So we need to just draw the line where we have to do it, and, you know, like that. Like that, in spiritual, in scriptures also, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Devahuti, who is a wife of Kardamamuni. So Devahuti was trying to her husband told that I'm going to take sannyasa now because I'm already, it's a time for it. Then she was lamenting like anything because her husband, he already knows everything about Supreme Personality of Godhead. He knows all the knowledge of it. But still, like, she was like, she didn't take that, association from her husband. She was always into the material attachment, like, my children. Like, just that kind of a material attachment, not the transcendental attachment. So she didn't even serve Krishna. She didn't even do. So like that, serve Krishna means, she was helping her husband to do that. But she, in her consciousness, she didn't realize the importance of it. So that's why.
And?
So not knowing that, so she was like really lamenting. She was beating. Why I did not do? Maybe I have to go back and then do again, or why I wasted all this time and kind of. Then she was also telling that, this yoga maya, this illusionary energy has cheated me. Because I couldn't able to know about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, despite of having obtained your association, like that she was telling to her husband, which gives liberation from material bondage. I did not seek such liberation. Now what will happen to my future? She was lamenting like that. Then after her husband told that, no, don't worry about it. You can take the association of our son, who is also like equal to Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it just, take the association of Kapila Dev, who's our son. Then she heard him, and then she came out of lamentation and took the association of Kapila Dev, her son. And then she learned about the transcendental knowledge, and she was very happy. She took the, she learned what Supreme Personality of Godhead is. So yeah. So that's for today, and I just wanted to tell that what your homework for this week. Okay? What are the different ways we can come out of the lamentation? You just told, right?
Like, taking guidance.
Yeah, take everything, right? Write in a note, like in a notebook or something. And from this week onwards to next week, try to start doing the same application as last week, the chanting every day without fail. And also, for this week, what you have to do is, you have to literally see what are the challenges you are facing, how you are dealing with them. Like, say simple, like homework. You did not able to solve some problem. What are the challenges? You will not sit and, weep, right? You will just take the guidance of your parents, like that. Just like that, get all the points what you can do. And you can also take your parents' help for Shastrika, examples. Okay, that is your homework. Any questions? Any questions?
No questions, Mataji.
Next, you are learning very, creative rangoli, which is like, designing.
Mataji,
bye.
I thought we were going to be always with rice cake.
Science is bad for pastime.
No, it is.
Bye now. Flower pastels. What the heck is that?
Hey. Hare Krishna.
You all can see the slides, right? So
you muted. Mataji, I'm going to log off. Can you unmeet me?
Okay. So listen, kids. So we are going to have. I have sent you this ingredients. You need to make a paste of rice and maida, or all-purpose flour. Maida is called as all-purpose flour. So you need to make a paste of 2 spoons. I've already sent the ingredients, like 3 spoons of maida and 1 spoon of rice. Make it into a thick paste with water, and then dip a cotton piece, a little dab of cotton or any kitchen towel. Just a little piece, not the whole thing, just a bit of kitchen towel. Or if you do not have that, you can also use a piece of white cotton cloth. Okay, just what you need to do is, you see this little bit of cotton cloth that is there? Just put that there inside the paste of rice flour and maida flour or all-purpose flour. If you do not have rice flour, it's okay. Just if you do not have rice flour, just use all-purpose flour. If you do not have all-purpose flour, just use rice flour. If you have both, mix both.
Can you wait?
Okay, so you're going to mix both and then put a small piece of cotton or a small piece of paper towel, kitchen paper towel that you use at home. Just put a bit of it inside, just like how you see in the picture. Okay, so that is your first step. And if you do not have it right away, it's okay. Watch the video and the instructions and you can try it at home. You can make simple designs from this. So in this method, we're just going to use our finger to draw. Okay, just the fingers. We're not going to use anything else. We are going to draw using fingers and a paste of rice and maida. That's all, just fingers. Okay, nothing else. So first thing you need to do is you need to dip your finger and pick up that little piece of cloth. Okay, use your center two fingers. Use your center two fingers, pick that little piece of cloth from the cup. And then just with your fingers, you can draw a design. These are border designs, okay? First thing you're learning. So you just draw a border design like that with your fingers. The idea of keeping the cloth here is that it allows...
But what do we draw it on?
Just draw it on the floor. You can do it on the floor or you can do it on a clean table, on a clean surface or on your altar. That will be the ideal place to do it. On your altar. On the surface of your altar, you can do it. Or on a clean table. So you just do this.
What is the altar?
Kids, Mataji, if they do not have any like that surface, a dining table chair is also good.
Yeah. Dining table.
Mataji, black construction paper.
Yeah, they might not have it. But if there is not there, a dining table chair is also okay because you can wipe it off later on. Or a dining table.
If it doesn't have a cushion or something.
Okay. Yeah, no cushion.
Yeah.
Can we put it on a outside?
Yeah, outside also you can put. Wherever you want, you can put. No problem. Okay. So basically, use the center to hold the cloth and allow it to drip through this area. Okay. So when you do that, you will be able to draw a design like that. Okay, these are like border designs. So on both sides, as a border, you can draw the design with your finger. Putting that cloth in between your fingers.
Don't now with the ball with your finger and go away. Doing it right.
Like that. Just trying to see proper focus. Okay. Okay, so are you able to see the design?
Yes, Mataji.
Okay. So the technique is to use your two center fingers, dip it, pick up the cloth and let the cloth, let the liquid flow through the cloth between your fingers. Okay. So I'm showing it again. I'm dipping it and picking up the little cloth or cotton piece or whatever you have, tissue paper, whatever. And you're allowing the liquid to flow through your fingers, these two center fingers, and then you draw. That's all. Simple. Very simple, you can do it. Okay, so when you're decorating your house for a festival, these are traditional rangoli methods. When they didn't have all these color powder and other things, they just used the flour that was there at home. And still to this day, people use these methods. Okay, so this is the side border design. You can do any design like this, but the simplest is to just run your fingers like that. Mataji, move to the next one, Mataji. Okay. So on Janmashtami, we all like to make Krishna's feet, right? So do you know how they make Krishna's feet? How Krishna enters the house?
Yes, Mataji. Mataji, I made one before. I use my hand.
Yes, you need to use your hand.
And then I take it like this, yeah. And then
So the same paste you take in a plate, put your hand, this portion of your hand. See, you see this portion? This portion, this.
Yeah, actually I do it. I use my fingers to put the dog.
Yeah, so you just dip it there like that. Keep your fist like that. Make one like this. Use your left fist, put it in, make one like this. Then you need to put fingers. So just use one finger and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How does that look? Does it look like a feet?
Yes, Mataji.
Yeah, so you need to use this portion of your hand to do that. Okay? So that
what is the other one?
The other one is also feet, but it is another method. So the another method is to draw the feet. Okay? So the same paste I have here, the same paste, I'm going to dip it and use my finger. Okay? Dip your fingers in. First, you need to draw like one thing like this, one cross. Just make a cross first. Okay? Make a cross and then join it like this. Join the lower end of the cross like this. And then join these two with a straight line. You're able to see, right? And then put fingers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So one more cross this side. Cross, cross, join the cross. The lower part can be like a curve and the top part will be a straight line. And then make fingers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, does that look like a feet? Yes, no.
Yes,
no.
Okay.
It does look. Okay, very good.
So that is quite feet.
Yeah. So you can use either method, okay? In fact, in some parts of India, today is Janmashtami. I mean, not Ashtami, it's Jayanti today. Krishna Jayanti in many places in India. Okay. So now we are going to do the Goloka Yantra, okay? So this is called as a Yantra, Yantra Kolam. Yantra Rangoli. It's the Goloka Yantra, the Yantra of the spiritual world. In Goloka Vrindavan, this is the Yantra used for worship. Okay, so we are going to make that on our DT room table. Use it on your DT room, don't put it on the floor since it's a yantra. Try to put it in a nice place like a table, okay. Or okay. You have a small piece of object, okay. You can do it there. Okay. So you see the first picture is colored, right? That is the actual yantra, but we are going to bring about that yantra in the form of a finger drawing with flower paste. Okay. So just see what I'm doing. It's very simple. If you just follow instructions, you can do it. You can do even halfway also, it's enough. Okay. So the first thing is I draw a triangle with this. Okay, one triangle. This looks like a triangle to you?
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm going to put an inverted triangle. Okay. Inverted triangle inside this. So it will intersect like that. Inverted triangle. That's it. Okay, they are intersecting, right? You see this? You can use a pencil for now. Okay, if you want to draw the yantra. Okay, so once you do this, you put a dot in the center. So that itself is a design. It's a very common design in that they use in Rangolis, very common design. Okay. So now what we are going to do is we are going to draw a circle around it. We are going to join these ends and make a circle around it. So generally when you keep the cloth, you will not lose track of the liquid that is coming. If you drop the cloth, you will not have much liquid coming. That's the idea of using the cloth. Okay. Anyway. So this is your circle around it. Okay. This is done. So the next step was drawing a circle. So you see the second diagram, you see a circle. Now, once you're done with this, you're going to draw lotus petals. Okay. So what you do, you choose the center point here and make the two center points coincide. So how will you draw the lotus petal?
Wow, it's very beautiful.
Yeah, like that, you will start drawing the petals. So this center point and this center point will merge. So basically, you have just used your finger. That's all to do this. Finger and a little bit of flour. Okay, so we are done with half the yantra. This is a Goloka yantra. Mataji, you can go to the previous slide, Mataji. Okay, so now you have to make another circle. No. The next step after drawing petals is another circle. Mataji, can you go to the previous slide? I just want to make sure. Okay, before you draw another circle, you need to, between these two, you have these petals, right? These main petals. Between the petals, there'll be some joining petals, okay? Like, you know, baby petals. So that is the next layer of petals. So between these two, I'm just going to put a joining petal. Like that. Mataji? Vinaya Mataji, please go back, Mataji. It's too, we are going too ahead. Yeah. Please go, go to the back behind. Yeah, that's good. No, the next one. Yeah, the next one is good. Okay, so we are going to adjoin these two petals. Between these two petals, one more.
Mataji, is this one or next one you want?
No, next. Oh dear. This is good.
This is good? Okay.
Like that, you can adjoin these petals. Now they are done. Okay, so now all the petals are done. Now we are going to circle it again. So for that, again, I take, it's better to use the cloth when you're drawing, so that it drips the liquid. So now we are going to finish off the yantra. We are going to make a square. Once you do the circle is done, you have to now finish off the yantra by drawing. We'll send you the PPT in the group so that you can follow the pictures. See, I'm just leaving a little bit space at the center to complete the yantra.
Mataji, can you be spotlighted?
Yeah, can I just talk like this? Yeah.
Can I just spotlight it, Mataji?
Mataji is spotlighted. You can see her?
Okay. Yes, Mataji.
Yes, Mataji, we can see her.
Okay, so very much. So what we have done is we've just left the center empty. In all the four directions. Now, Mataji, you can move the slide. Next slide, Mataji. Yeah. So now, so this, there is a, no, there's an exit to the yantra like this. Exit points. Just like how you have doorways. So these are exit points. And then there is one little.
I didn't
go too hard. What are you doing there?
I'm not doing anything.
So do you want me to do something or?
That's it. So this is, and then you place Radha Krishna in the center here. I'll show you. and then you worship Radha Krishna. So this
wonderful,
is
wonderful.
Worshipping Radha Krishna inside a Goloka Yantra. We are not writing the mantra here. Actually, you have to write a secret mantra, but we don't write it because we are not initiated to write it. But at least you can draw the Rangoli of the Yantra and place your deity there and worship them.
Mataji, I'm showing how Ashutosh is doing it. Huh?
Okay. So this is how we do this Rangoli. Even if you do first few steps, it's enough. I mean, don't worry too much if it's too complex. Just do the lotus petals. That is enough. Like next slide, Mataji, if you show them, they can do a very simple diagram. That is enough. See? So in this diagram, what we have done is that we have just put two intersecting triangles and then we have just made petals over them. That is more than enough if you learn for your age. Okay? So this intersecting triangles, it's called as the Shatkona Yantra. So the Shatkona diagram you can put and then just put petals around it. That is more than enough for your age. Yeah, Mataji, anyone wants to unmute?
Mataji, can somebody spotlight me?
Yeah.
Yes, Mataji. Where are you? Yeah, Mataji, got you. But you're not. Oh, okay, you're on videos. Got it, Mataji.
Ah, beautiful. Very nice. It looks amazing, Mataji. Very nice. Very, very nice.
He did it on the pan, Mataji.
Fantastic. So just be creative. Use anything.
we could recognize it. But I was wondering if I'm seeing correct or not.
That's really nice. And this paste will dry out in a while. So don't step on, I mean, of course, since it's a thing, you will not step on it. If you're doing it outside in your house, some other design, not a yantra. If you're doing this final slide design, that is a very simple design. If you're doing it, don't step on it at least for an hour till it dries up. Okay. And since it has maida also, it will stick nicely to the...
Did anybody draw and do they want to show us? We will spotlight you.
Even if it is
I think Ratnavali Mataji's Nandu is doing it. I just saw
Nandu
him, but I cannot see.
Okay, let's spotlight Nandu. Nandu,
yeah.
Where are you?
He is drawing ABCD. Choo choo.
Good, yes. Yes, the idea is to use rice paste as a material.
He's using ABCD.
Look at that. That's so creative, Nandanandan. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mataji, for teaching him.
So good. Nandanandan, very nice. Very creative work.
Mataji, can you spotlight him?
We did that, but he is not showing the what he's doing
actually. Mataji, show it.
Can you bend the screen, Mataji?
Oh, okay.
Very nice. Very bold.
A, B and all he's written.
Thank you for teaching ABCDs.
Yeah. Khushi, are you also doing it? I see Khushi. Khushi, are you doing it? Can you show us? We can spotlight you. Khushi is here. Yeah, can you?
Are you spotting, Mataji?
Yeah, Khushi is spotlighted, Mataji. Can you show your work, Khushi?
Wow, that's so cute. Krishna's feet looks so cute. Wonderful, wonderful. Awesome. Very nice, Kurshi. Yeah. So kids, if you find this too complex, you can just draw two inverted triangles. The center portion, that is a very good Rangoli as well. That is also enough. Or you can just do Krishna's feet and show us. That will be great too. Okay. Or you can just do borderline designs. Or anything like Nandanandan did, ABCD is also good.
That was really, really creative. Huh? That was really creative.
For his age, you know, he did it perfectly.
Bye.
Bye.
So thank you, Mataji. This is really so traditional art.
Behind the plate is doing, right? Backside of the plate, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, pan had a back surface, so we did pan. Thank you, Mataji, for teaching such a wonderful craft, wonderful design, and with the traditional method. I always wondered how it is done.
Thanks. Actually, traditionally, they use two fingers and they draw two parallel lines for every move. But that you have to really good at it. Yeah, it should be fast and also very artistic. So I just used one finger line. Generally, for every line, they do double. So that's all too much work for us.
That looks so cute, Nandu. Beautiful.
Nandu.
Balavrinda, where is yours?
Mataji, we are not doing. We'll do later, Mataji.
Yes, Mataji. Sure.
Yeah, okay, Mataji. So we'll end the call then. Thank you, kids. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Salon.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you.
Thank you.
जय रत्नावली माताजी की जय।
कृष्णा।